Yeah, and then tell them how they can vote for you, and you know, and
yeah. So in a people's choice, you can vote on a Facebook. So you basically click. You need to like their candidate's photo, and you need to also like Mrs. Universe page, and that will be counted as a vote. Otherwise, yeah, there is no other places where to vote. Also, you'd be constantly sharing it. And if you go on a page, you can actually see all the Mrs. Universe candidates and follow them and see what they've been up to. Yes. And also the sponsors. So I would suggest you guys to vote it soon because there's only 2 weeks ago. Two weeks to go.
Yeah, exactly.
And what should they?
The day.
What number should they put on their vote?
For you, it's number 7. No. Right?
Yeah. I'm just leading you on to that.
She's slow. But because in my old life, I was also in Latvia.
Yeah.
In Spain? No.
That's
in my dream.
Yeah, so number 7. So just like what we have asked the rest of the candidates when they came to visit us in the studio, we actually let them say what made them join the Mrs. New Zealand, you know, what...
Universe contest.
Yeah, Mrs. New Zealand.
Sure. Mrs. Universe New Zealand.
Sure. I will get that right soon. All right. So this is your chance, Christine. Please go ahead and tell our listeners.
Okay. So first of all, it's actually to challenge myself. Let's say no.
Awesome.
And, you know, and actually about the age, so, you know, those old pageant competitions always have a limited age. That's a thing.
Yeah.
And also, you know, once you get married and you have a children, you're no longer eligible for being a pageant.
Mm.
But I think actually when you are older and you grow, you actually understand more, you walk more confident, you talk more confident. And yeah, so basically to challenge myself to put out there and to be more of as a community, because it's been an amazing opportunity to actually get involved in many things in New Zealand. So I have been involved in charities and fundraising, which is great.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. So you could, hopefully, when you win, you could bring a lot to the plate for the whole organization, don't you? Because of your experience internationally and, of course, soon in New Zealand, of course, as well. So that's quite good, isn't it? Awesome. We love that.
Thank you.
Yes. Number 7, don't forget po, yung mga kaibigan natin dyan, number 7 po si Christine. Sorry, I'm mixing the
You qualify it. Christine Snore. Yeah. Because there is another Christine.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Christine Snore.
She's beautiful too. Don't forget her.
Yes. All of you, all of them, 12 they candidates, were the pick of the bunch.
Correct.
Very, very well presented.
Yeah.
All qualified to be called Mrs. Universe New Zealand 2019.
Yes, correct.
And, and I obviously, you know, take the hats off of all these ladies because it's not easy. It's not easy to step forward and say, yes, I want to join, you know, because... Gosh, it's not going to be easy, really.
Yeah.
We will see on the 21st.
Yeah.
I have already...
They're all very brave.
Yes.
Courageous.
And we definitely will be there.
Of course, and because you believe on the Miss Universe, Mrs. Universe New Zealand cause as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
which
correct.
Is quite good.
I can a little bit explain more about it.
Sure.
Yes, so, yes please.
My mother was actually a victim. By my father. So in many places, you will see on the video on the night what I'm going to explain, but I can explain you a little bit more about it. So my mother walked away with me when I was about 2 or 3 years old from my father because she chose to put me first because he was basically physically hurting her. But after that, what happened was like she would not trust any other man. And I have
it's
not.
Sad, isn't it?
Yes. So it's not actually, you know, those physical damage was a punch, one thing. It's actually mental damage.
Yes.
What damaged those people?
Yeah, the fear.
The fear, you see, and I actually developed a group in on a Facebook which is about domestic violence, and that group is in New Zealand, mm-hmm. so and I basically add people, and I actually join myself to domestic violence groups overseas, and I see what they post. And it's not the damage of the one time, you know, they're bruising and everything. It's about the mindset and mentality, what they go through, which
correct.
Yeah, it needs to be broadened up and it needs to be talked about it, because otherwise, yeah.
And actually, the unseen damage is actually more damageable.
Worse. It's more encompassing than physical.
I mean, but the bruises heal, but the mental damage can be so long lasting. So,
it's longer than the physical one.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the danger, isn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, you see, my mother never actually trusted another man afterwards. She just saw the danger all the time. Mm. Maybe it was not there. Mm. Maybe it was there. Mm-hmm. But nobody, you know.
But you can't blame her, yeah? We can understand where she's coming from.
No, absolutely. I understand her, you know. But there is a lot more help available right now.
Correct, yes.
Than it was that time, yeah.
At our time.
Yeah, true. You know, people would say, okay, this is not you. Well, you may be going crazy or something. They would not believe you, you know. So she basically closed in herself. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I applaud your mom, of course, for just taking the stance.
Good on her.
Thank you.
This society in New Zealand is more conducive, or not, rather more accommodating to her.
More understanding.
Yes, more understanding, because
and more support. Yeah.
This is also happening in here.
Yeah.
And in fact, Anna Marie, I would give you another avenue which you can use as your theme or project, or sustain maybe what you're doing now for next year.
Okay.
I attended fundraising dinner for the children, but abused. The violence. It is done by the organization called Te Whakaora Tangata. They're concentrating in South Auckland for young kids. But they are branching in Kaitaia as well for the northern people.
Yes.
But I could see that what this Te Whakaora Tangata is doing for the families of those battered and hurt physically, mentally, and etc., are helping. And obviously, they are wanting more funds because they are doing more. They want to reach more families.
Yes.
And you are into that, so perhaps I can invite you on that one.
And we have this organization in Auckland and North Island. Mm-hmm. It's called Shine New Zealand.
Shine
New Zealand. They help out these abused women, kids, and even men.
Yes, yes.
So I think we can just bring that organization to this problem in Kaitaia. Is it?
Yes, Kaitaia. South of Auckland at the moment. There are so many families already, because it's been running for the last 17 years. But when I attended last Friday for the evening, oh my God, I am strong. And I know I was exposed already. I knew already this and this and that. But hearing from them, from the victims themselves,
is
so totally shattering. Imagine your mother only once.
Mm.
But there was this young girl.
Yeah.
Mother and father separated. I know I am allowed to say this.
Yeah.
Mother and father separated. She was 5. She was asked by the father to stay with him also.
Yeah.
Huh. And uncle began abusing her.
Oh my God.
When she can't tell anybody, and plus at that age she thought, oh, it's my uncle.
It's normal.
Obviously, maybe this is
normal.
This is maybe this is allowed to happen, but as she grows,
they're supposed to know better.
Yes, it's
the family that's older. They're supposed to know better, and if for a child, because they've done it and they're supposed to be doing the right thing, then it has to be right. Right?
Yeah,
that's what they're thinking as a child, which is really sad. Mm. Yeah.
When she cannot contain it anymore, she tried to tell her mother, but the mother won't believe it. But nevertheless, she joined back to her mother. Meanwhile, the mother had the partner, the second partner. huh, which she called dad because she thought, oh, he's better than my father.
Yeah.
The same thing happened again. So she ran away again. Oh, I think she became pregnant and had abortion done by that so-called dad without telling her that it would happen, just brought her to wherever.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
So the third time, another partner of the mother. So three times.
Yeah.
But luckily for her, so obviously she was hip. She resorted into the like that, the drinks, the whatever, to forget what has happened to her.
Of course.
Yeah.
And because, luckily for her, that's where she found her partner now, who was also in the same category, abused by men. That's the guy, abused by men.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So fortunately for them, they are together now. They are into this group, that Te Whaka Ora Tangata. And the organization is doing wonders for them. They had two little children, and they are now a happy family.
That's so good.
A restoration.
Yeah.
Restoration of the human being, the faith in God and in the
humanity.
World. And that. And humanity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's within your alley in the Mrs. Universe, New Zealand.
Yes. We try to do something like that with Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, that's very good.
Tell us again when the event would be.
Okay, I would like to invite you all. That's going to be on the 21st of September. That's Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Ticketek will be there on site to sell tickets if they're still available. So as early as now, if you want to come and watch our pageant, you just need to buy at the Ticketek online or at Ticketek outlets. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be from 7:30 to around 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And can I mention our performers?
Yes, of course. Yes.
So we have our performers, special guest performers.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Tamaki or TCC Youth Group who's going to do the Welcome Haka.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And they're from South Auckland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have Joshua Juting,
mm-hmm.
who is NZ's young music artist and Filipino po siya. So
very good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Joshua Duting.
Duting.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to play the violin while the ladies will be doing the catwalk for the evening gown.
Great.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you a secret. He is amazing.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes, so amazing.
Oh, can't wait.
Yes. I can tell you a little secret too. Filipinos are.
Yeah. She's so biased.
That's a good one.
She just have to say that. Just a little one.
No, but you know, like, I was impressed. Everybody, actually, we had rehearsals, and rehearsals was yesterday, and it's general rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually started singing. Everybody stopped talking.
Aww,
and Brooke picked up their phone and actually starting filming. And that's what was happening. That's a real thing, you know?
These ladies, when I'm talking in front of them, they talk, stop. But when Joshua sang, my God, stop talking.
That's what happens.
You know what to do after the event, Anna-Marie? Bring him here. To guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And while telling us who are the winners.
And inviting the winner here.
Yeah, inviting the winners. Yeah,
awesome. That would be the next plan. Yes, carry on.
Another performer will be the NZ's opera princess. She just won in the world championship. Mm-hmm. She garnered 5 medals, 1 gold and 4 mm-hmm. silver medals.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Jazz Vidamo.
She's also from
Kimi Filipino.
Yeah, yeah.
She's 10 years old and she lives in Matamata.
Matamata, yeah.
She's very good and you'll be watching her there.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Really awesome night.
Yes.
Shine.
Yeah. Me too.
And another one will be a group, Soak Up Group and Grand Doys, the creative company.
Mm-hmm.
They will do a domestic violence act.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And the special guest singer is Sol Brown. He's a New Zealand singer and songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So you can see him on other performances and on YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, did I forget somebody? I've mentioned you're sponsors. Performers. Mm-hmm. And thank you for allowing us to
yeah. Of course, of course. Here. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I would like to thank again Samut Sari, the best FM in New Zealand, Planet FM 104.6.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have the following sponsors. We have A1 Travels. They're going to provide the return flights for the Mrs. Universe New Zealand going to Guangzhou, China.
Mm-hmm.
Shanai Hussein, Bindus Bro and Beauty, Sony Design and Printing, Wow Now Productions for our videography, Mina Lady Artistry for our hair and makeup during the night, Nadine Lomu Cosmetics, the wife of Jonah Lomu.
Jonah Lomu.
She'll be one of the judges as well.
Nice.
Virgilio Santos, freelancer photography, you know him.
Yes.
Filipino as well.
Yes. The Talent Tree and Head to Heels, Hard Out Kiwi, for the opening dance number outfits of the ladies, and including me. Kalia Manila Restaurant, Asian Food World, Academy D by Andrea Chris Hansen, Beauty by Anne Medley, Up the TV, Channel 36, Stellar Backdrops, Nothing Fancy, France S. Martirez Designer.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Filipino as well.
Yes. Okay. Monique Bradley, Lifestyle TV Presenter, who's one of the judges as well. A.H.H. That's the name of the company. Indo Kiwi Jewelry and Soljans Estate Winery in Kumyu.
Yes.
So our judges for the night will be Ivana Koric, Nadine Lomu, Monique Bradley, Mina Reddy, and did I forget? Yeah, one more. That is Bindu Grover.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Yeah. You've done
that would
so
be an awesome night.
Yeah.
You better secure your tickets, the two of you.
Yeah.
So we can learn how you do it.
Exactly.
Yes,
when you do your own pageant, I will tell you more about that pageant.
Later. Okay. Yes. Awesome. That's very good. So.
Any more that you want to share?
Christine.
Yes,
Christine.
And
do you
want to
say something more? Or?
No, I'm good. Thank
you're
you.
You're good. Awesome.
Very more good. Questions for
thank
me.
You so much.
That's
for
the confidence.
Thank you so much for that, Christine. So before we carry on to our virtual, shall we listen to our very good music for just a quick break?
Yes.
What have you got for us?
By James Reed.
And okay, yes. James Reed.
Nakilala kita sa di ko inaasahang pagkakataon.
Nakakabigla para bang sinadya at tinatanang panahon.
Agad akong nahulog ng hindi napapansin.
Pero tadhana ko'y mukhang di tayo pagtatakpuin.
Pinili kong lumayo, ngunit pilitin may bumabalik sa'yo.
Ganun kadaling alisin ka sa buhay kong ito.
Sinubok kong ibig ng iba,
pero di rin nawala
ang pag-ibig ko sa'yo. Sa tuwing kapiling siya'y ikaw ang nasa isip. At kahit maging panaginip, may ika'y nakapaligid.
And we're
Ayan,
back.
Ayan, we're back. At napakasaya po namin dito sa studio. Siyempre pa, hatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel, Western Union Money Transfer, New Zealand Home Loans Messi, Wheels on West, ISM New Zealand Limited, at iba pang mga sponsors. Yeah. Balik po tayo sa ating mga guest. And do you want to thank our listeners now, or would you rather stay and join us until?
Yes, they're staying. They want to stay.
Listen to the other guests. Yes,
yes, awesome. So now we have to introduce our lovely two guests.
Yeah. Ang atin pong dalawang guest ngayon, mga Pilipino rin po, siyempre. Mm-hmm. And I was earlier already wanting to ask Laika Liwag, who is the event coordinator of this group. And the group is called Proud Philippines.
Proud Campaign Philippines.
Oh, Proud
Campaign.
Proud Company Philippines.
Campaign.
Proud Campaign
Philippines.
I thought you're already a company because you have got lonely status.
Apo, yes, registered. Yes, Gita.
Okay. Yeah. Well, registered. Anna Marie can donate to you.
Yes. Thank you,
Gita. Volunteer. Yeah, Proud Campaign Philippines or Proud Campaign .ph.
Yes.
Sponsor very good. And we also have Isaac Loyola.
Apo, Loyola.
Founder. El Piculano.
Sa Masbate po.
I know there are Loyolas there, and in fact, I have one who I worked with in the Philippines in a battery manufacturing company, and looks like you, but the only thing is you are shorter than he's
taller. Maybe my uncle.
Yeah, Pepito, Jose Pepito Loyola.
Right. Well, tell us about yourselves first. Yeah. Say hello to our listeners, and then go ahead.
Hi everyone, I'm Laika, and I'm here to promote our event. So sa introduction po, we are part of LGBT community, which is called Proud Campaign PH. It was originally founded in the Philippines, but then my friend here, when he migrated here,
so since we consider New Zealand our new home now, just like all of us here, we decided to establish the organization here and then help
an incorporated
and charity. Yeah, so we are a registered charity.
Right.
Yeah.
Registered charity in New Zealand.
Yes. Opo. Ano lang po, just this year lang, no?
Yes.
Yeah, very very new organization po. So it's an organization for the LGBT people, but it's not just for the LGBT people. It's for for everyone who supports them as well. So LGBT means lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, and any other queer people and their friends. So what we do is we don't just focus on the LGBT people, but we like help other people when it like the migrants and then the refugees, which we will be talking about today.
Yes, of course.
Great. And introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry, I'm Isaac. So so I founded Proud Campaign Philippines back 2009. So sa Philippines pa po. So 10 years na po siya, pero dito po sa New Zealand mga mag 1 year, 2 years pa lang po.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah.
Sayang, you should have come we should have crossed paths early this year.
It's never too late to diverge. This is now the opportunity we can grab.
Opo.
Yes. Okay. Now that we've got him, we're not gonna let you go.
Yeah. In June 15 this year, we celebrated the Independence Day of the Philippines.
Opo.
And my original plan, me and Manang Trini and the rest, was to stage a Miss Q&A. Kung kilala ko na kayo noon, I'm sure matutuloy yun.
Opo.
But because wala pa, we met some,
a few.
Yeah, we met a few of them. Mm. But some of them were not residents yet.
Yeah.
They are just on visitor's visa.
Opo.
That is why it was a little bit difficult.
Opo.
And those who are already in here, although they have got their jobs, etc., and they are permanent now, already permanent residents,
they were not in the position to do a pageant yet. And at that time, me and my group are not in the position as well to give them their free gown or whatever, whatever. So it didn't happen. And we resorted to a singing contest, which also turned out to be very,
very good.
So
next year,
yes,
you can do it.
So what's tell us more about your organization. So when you say, the
LGBT
Proud Campaign Philippines. So what is the core values that you guys do?
So our core values are actually like express, serve, and inspire. So we believe that regardless of your sexual orientation or your gender identity, you deserve to be respected, and you can do something to make a difference in the world. So just like what we're doing, we're doing this project to help the migrants and refugees in Auckland.
Awesome. Right. Okay. Cool.
Any case?
Actually, there is, you know already that there is the Hero Parade here, right?
The
Pride Parade. It used to be Hero Parade just in Queen Street, but I think they've changed it now. It's evolved to Ponsonby. That's right. Sorry, but it's now Pride Parade. Well, I don't think there's Hero Parade anymore.
Yeah, maybe that.
Pride.
Yeah,
pride.
Wala nang Hero Parade. Pride Parade na lang.
Yeah, Tita, it would be very great kung ano kung we can actually get the
support,
yeah, and support, get the support from, kasi marami na rin pong Filipinos dito sa New Zealand, and then marami na din pong mga lesbians, gays dito sa New Zealand, and New Zealand is a very open country. So maganda po sana kung makakapag-gawa tayo ng isang community din na for the LGBT Filipinos. So if you know someone, then you can connect with us. So we have a website, is www.proudcampaign.ph, and then they can just get the details from there.
Okay. Right.
That's very good.
Were you part of Pride Parade?
Yes,
this year?
We were there.
Oh,
and then tayo ng camera, no? Nasagian kami ng camera.
Great.
It's a good exposure. Yeah.
And you were wearing Filipino
We have flags.
Yeah, flags.
The Pride flags. Did you have Filipino
flags? We have a Filipino flag.
Awesome.
Kasi by the name itself, we're already representing Filipinos, and we don't want to give like a false or like wrong representation of what the LGBT Filipinos look like sa New Zealand, especially sa New Zealand. So we want to make our community proud, not just the LGBT but the Filipinos as well.
Okay. So if they are interested to make the connection to you guys, how are they going to go about it? Just go through your website and
or they can email us. It's very easy to remember as well. It's just contact@proudcampaign.ph.
Okay.
So even the website represents Philippines.
So really, this is a Filipino organization kind of thing. Yeah.
Opo, yes.
Okay. Right. That's very good. It's very, very good.
How many members have you got at the moment?
At the moment po, yung talagang active, 12 pa lang po.
Pero in New Zealand?
Yung active po sa New Zealand. Sa group po, mga 50-something na. Pero yung talagang active nomad and sa monthly meetings, mga 12 pa lang po. But in Philippines, like yung sa Facebook page po namin, mga nasa 17,000 na po.
So what's your prerequisite to become a member? Are you gonna have to be...
You can just be po. Yeah, you can. You don't have to be lesbian or gay.
No. So
yeah,
you just
lang po. Yeah, anyone can join. As long as you believe the value.
Yeah.
Opo.
Supporters are welcome.
Opo. Opo.
Regardless of the regardless of the race, regardless of like if you have like strong belief, because sometimes religion is like so it's like even if anyone is like welcome to join us.
That's great.
Yeah. Regardless of who, like if you have a god or not, or regardless of which god you believe in, then they are more than welcome to join.
Okay, so there's also a good support for people that's not quite too sure of how they feel about themselves.
Especially the young ones, maybe.
And if parents out there listening, that they, you know, they want to support their child to maybe have a chat with people
who went through the same thing.
A lot of people are still confused about SOGI or the sexual orientation
and gender identity
and expression. There are a lot of arguments or like
issues.
How would I say it? Like
debates.
Debates, something like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah. this should be like this and that and mm-hmm. that. No, I'm wrong. You're wrong. I'm right. Something like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, with education, with proper questions, and if you have an open mind, mm-hmm. then you would know mm-hmm. kung what is soji.
Yeah.
And then more understanding, more respect that you will be able to give to other people.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
I've learned something new. Mm-hmm. Soji. Ano yun? Soji.
Sexually oriented. Close enough naman po. Sexual orientation and gender identity and expression.
Thank you. So that's good. Yeah, I like that.
Soji. S-O-G-I-E. Yes. Ulitin mo nga, training.
Oh, sige nga, ikaw daw.
Sexual orientation and gender identity and expression.
Oy, ginaling yeah. yan.
Because she will be the next producer.
Oh, nice. On top of the class. Top of the class.
Awesome. And Shine is high on the hills.
After Shine, of course. Yeah. So now you do have an event, and cool. tell us more about it.
So we have an event that is coming up. That would be on the 14th of September, mm-hmm. and that would be next week.
Yeah.
So hopefully,
Saturday.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Saturday.
Yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yes. Saturday. Next Saturday. And hopefully, yung listeners po, sana po makapunta po kayo. So that's gonna be in Peter Wilson Lounge in Scarborough Tennis Center, 69 Merton Road in St. John's. Mm-hmm. And so the ticket price is $15, and that mm-hmm. includes complimentary snacks. Mm-hmm. And yung proceeds po, yung mapupunta sa pagbili ng pagkain, mm-hmm. ng medicine kung mm-hmm. kailangan, mm-hmm. Toiletries, mm-hmm. and then if hindi po kayo makakapunta, you can actually donate. Mm-hmm. Just go to our website mm-hmm. and then click on the donate, and then you can like donate $5. It's okay. Donation mm-hmm. is still like a dollar. It's okay. Correct. As long as
every little cent counts.
Every little cent counts. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want monetary donation, pwede po kayo mag-donate
gift cards
or you can donate groceries. Clothes or
donate your time. Donate your time.
Or you can donate your toiletries that is like being there in the cupboard like for a year or two.
So all of these, sorry to interrupt, Laika, so all of these, where are they going?
Oh, yeah, we haven't really talked about it yet. So ito po yung ginagawa namin. This is the event is called Gig for Giving. This is a jazz gig mm-hmm. this Saturday. So, ginagawa po namin siya to raise funds for the migrants and refugees in New Zealand. Kasi po, dito po sa New Zealand, kapag po kayo ay Kiwi or residente at wala po kayong trabaho, nakakakuha po kayo ng support from the government. Pero kinaramihan po sa atin, like yung mga taong kagaya natin na naghahangad ng magandang buhay mm-hmm. na hindi natin nakakuha sa Philippines, mm-hmm. they are yung iba po na nag-aaral pa, pinanghiram pa po yan sa kamag-anak eh. Hindi po yan, hindi po yan inipon. So, minsan, kapag nakapag-tapos na po yung studies nila, hindi naman po necessarily na nakakapaghanap agad sila ng trabaho. So, eto pong gagawin namin, ibibigay po namin sa kanila yung at least 14 days supply ng grocery na instead of isipin nila, what am I gonna eat today, at least meron na silang makakain, alam nilang makakain, makukuha sa cupboard na kakainin, at makakapag-focus po sila sa pag-sort out ng visa, paghanap ng trabaho, or accommodation.
Correct. Awesome. That's very good. It's another good cause.
Question. So these migrant workers, are they all Filipinos or other migrants as well?
We're starting po sa Filipinos first kasi we haven't done this yet. So, siguro Filipinos yung magiging guinea pig namin na we will just look for Filipino migrants first. But we're really like eyeing for the refugees as well, asylum seekers.
But the problem with the refugees, kasi yung sa government po, they don't
get a support.
Yeah, they get a support, and at the same time, they won't give us details of the refugees. So it's going to be hard for us to reach out to them like directly. So we can still give it to the government po, so they can
I can connect you to someone who is in charge of refugees in Mangere.
Thank you, po. Thank you, po.
Also, with the whole refugee situation, I was involved in, like, last year Amnesty International were trying to keep going this, like, this pilot program that was intended for people to volunteer to just give some time to refugee people of, like, refugee backgrounds, wanting to, like, you know, teach, spend a few hours with them a week, you know, helping them, like, teach them, like, what driving in New Zealand is like, you know, helping them find jobs, things like that. So there are, like, quite a few places, I think, quite a few people who will be able to connect you, you to the right spot. I think the going, like, the connecting you with the Mangere Refugee Centre is a good place to start. But I think hopefully if that program is going to go ahead, the one with the Amnesty, that Amnesty lobbied for, I think that'll also, like, be a really good, like, thing to collaborate with.
Another one.
To giving your time. Like,
connections. And of course, you are working with, you know, on this project here, are you working with Migrant Trust?
Migrant Action Trust?
Wala pa po kaming mga partners, to be honest. Opo, talaga pong nag-i-start pa lang po siya. Kaya.
We can refer you to them.
Opo.
There are Filipinos there as well.
Opo.
The original founder of that Migrant Action Trust is Abisayan, Agnes.
Oh, yun nga, para na yung posita, Agnes.
Agnes Granada.
Granada. Opo. That's right.
They come to the right place. They're talking to the right people.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
So, yung give for giving po, so, meron po kami natawag na proud bag.
Yeah.
And si Isaac po, he has his own business, ng Loyola.
Opo, so, kasi po kaming mga members ng Proud Campaign Philippines, we're are all volunteers, so we're not getting paid for this. Kasi meron din po kaming mga full-time job. So, kumbaga, we're just doing it sa side lang po.
Community service.
Yes, opo. Community service. So, lahat po ng mga donations, dun mapupunta diretso. So, yung sinasabi niya po na proud bag, dun po namin ilalagay yung mga groceries.
And he's pledging to make the proud bag.
You won't have to say that.
Anong klaseng bag yun?
Magandang yung mga tote bags lang po. Yung mga pang grocery.
Put your logo in there and contact number.
Yeah, because we have started posting posters po, so everywhere. Siyempre po, we ask for permissions and they might ask, oh, what is proud bag? So, yung po, gusto ko lang pulin namin na yung proud bag, it's just the proud and the, like, the project that we call for the, like, for the refugees.
And that's to promote your group as well and to welcome new members or supporters. Have you tried to approach like the Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy?
Isa medyo sa Catholic po kasi medyo ano kami. We can try po pero medyo kinakabahan po kami kasi, you know, hindi po natin masabi kung open-minded po. Pero wala nang pong masama, di ba, kung itatry din.
Kasi meron din silang youth arm.
Apo.
Oo, meron silang, anong tawag din sa,
sige, tita kayo.
Couples for Christ.
Youth for Christ.
No harm in trying.
Opo.
Yes, if, because not everybody are not untoward.
Opo. LGBT people.
Yeah, LGBT.
Opo.
Alam ko na yan, hindi ko lang
masabi. Opo.
Yeah, that's good. Now that's a really good event. Pakiulit-ulit, Laika, please, kung kailan, anong oras mag-start, event sa anong
So iniimbitahan ko po lahat. I'm inviting everyone to join us and watch our gig. It's called Gig for Giving. It's a jazz and blues fundraising musical performance for the refugees and migrants in Auckland. And the performers is Under One Groove. So it's Kiwi band, jazz band, and so that's gonna be in the 14th of September, 8 to 11 p.m. Peter Wilson Lounge, Scarborough Tennis Center in St. John's, 69 Merton Road.
And you can purchase tickets at
Eventbrite.
Just, so just search for Gig for Giving.
Okay.
Or you can contact me at 021. Yeah. So number is 021-161-4616.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so anong mga role niyo sa so you're the founder of course, Isaac. Uh-huh. And how about you, Laika? Are you
I'm the event manager or coordinator.
Awesome. Alright.
Pwede po mag-ano nang sa sponsors din.
Sure, of course.
So, ipa-plug ko lang po yung ano, yun nga yung loyola.co.nz, yung sa business ko po, Loyola New Zealand. And then, yung mga sponsors natin, yung meron po yung Luntian na vegan, parang nakita niyo na po siya sa Facebook. So, parang, ano siya,
vegetarian.
Apo, vegan na nagluluto siya, nagkikater siya sa mga Filipinos din. Mm-hmm. By the name itself, Luntian. So, nagsusupport, apo, nagsusupport po siya.
And yeah. Then, and we have Meadow. So, it's a restaurant in St. John's or Meadowbank. Mm-hmm. So, mag-sponsor din po sila sa amin. Meron pa po akong sinusuyo na sponsors. So, sana, cross fingers, makuha po namin sila. Mag-support po.
Support sila yes.
Echo Store. And then the Urban State.
Urban State, thank you po. And meron po nag-donate sa amin na actually, flatmate ko po, nag-donate siya ng Echo Store goodies. So, lahat po. Yung
awesome.
So,
Echo Store is another great
so, which
company.
Is do-donate po namin sa...
Suyuin mo si Manang Trini.
Apo.
Please.
Yung tingin niya sa'yo.
Yung tingin niya. From her own.
From her own fans.
Music from shall we go for music for now, Tita Verge?
Thank you rin po sa Planet FM 104.6 for the having best. Us.
Yes. Samut Sari.
Yes.
Thank you
We'll have another music for our listeners, Shine, and then we'll continue with our fun afternoon.
No, after the music, you better do your women's affairs.
Wow. Women's affairs ba?
Ah, wala. Okay lang yan pag wala. We'll have to do the music for us. Okay. That's all good. All right, cool. We can do our greetings after.
Alright, this is more fun in the Philippines. Mm-hmm.
More fun in the Philippines, Apple Diem.
Yeah.
Visayas, Mindanao, it's more fun. Boracay, Palawan, Tagaytay, it's more fun. Pampanga, Manila, Batangas, it's more fun. Baguio, Cebu, and Subic, Mabuhay. Welcome to my town, welcome to my city. A special place, everything looks pretty. Let's go somewhere, let's hop into a jeepney. I wanna take you all around. So many things to do in town. See the beauty, hear the sounds. This is where paradise is found. Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. More fun in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Oh yeah.
It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. White sands, blue water. You can take a walk. It's so soft. You should take your shoes off. You can walk along the beach. Sun shining on your feet. Unwind then dine. Our food is unique. Go dancing in the moonlight. Move with the breeze. See the sunrise shine through the tall palm trees. See the scene of the city. If you want the nightlife, go enjoy the town and go party all night. Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. You feel like in a dream.
Oh yeah.
It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. Come and take taste the food and enjoy the hospitality. Everyone is welcome, you are part of the family. We can go surfing or we can go diving. We can see the sights on all the different islands. Oh, it's the beauty, all the things you should see. So come to Mindanao and feel the unity. Looks like paradise, see it with your eyes. We can do so many things, just tell me what you like. Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun than the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Oh yeah.
It's more fun in the Philippines.
Ah,
take
so.
It away, Shine. Mm-hmm.
there's no women. Oh, this is what I actually been meaning to ask you guys. Kasi about 2 weekends ago, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, so jump in lang kagad. Yeah. Tita Verge, naalala mo yung report natin Showbiz Balita?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about Vice Ganda saying there should be separate toilet for LGBTs in the Philippines? What do you think about that?
Opo, very controversial. Because I can't blame the parents na they don't want to share the toilets with. Kasi ang main concern po nila, paano kapag may
safety, of course.
May lalaki na nagpretend lang na transgender na hindi naman po talaga. Tapos, hindi ko rin po masisi na yung mga marami sa Filipinos na may case like the domestic violence or the rape within inside the family na natutroma po sila. Pero, if you go outside, like outside the Philippines, then you get to know, you get educated, like I'm dito po sa New Zealand, dito po, ano eh, if you identify yourself as a woman, then you go to the women's toilet. Easy as that. Kasi ano po eh, they go there to pee, that's it, and then go. Kasi ako po, ano po, I was born female, female to male po ako, I'm a transgender person myself. Imagine if dahil ano ako female at birth, then papapuntay mo ako sa toilet ng pangbabae. Of course, yung mga babae, they'll be like, why are you here?
Of course, of course.
So I'm a man, I identify myself as a man, so I go to the men's toilet. Easy as that po, diba?
Easy as that. Nobody will know except you.
Opo.
Yeah, correct.
So you have your own business, you go to pee, unless na may sisilip sa'yo.
Yes, of course, of course, of course, of course.
Also, like, the distinction between, like, women's bathrooms and men's bathrooms, I also don't understand why we just don't have unisex. Like, you know, like, not like how there are some places in New Zealand, it's much better because you'll find places that just have bathrooms, like, you know, separate bathrooms, and you just go to which one is free, you know. And also, the bathroom in the home is a unisex one, you know. One person goes in at a time, you know. So I like that in New Zealand it's not such a
But they're making it politics.
Correct, correct. And I think it's just a matter of time, actually, that all the bathrooms will be unisex, I think. Because, you know, these issues will keep coming up, obviously. And the world now is a very colorful
world.
Yeah, world. Of course, you know.
Yes.
It's proud, proud human
and
beings.
And when the need comes, ako, I don't care.
Yeah.
Eh, ako yung mga babae. Wala namang lalaki, pasok ako doon. And then after that, tingin-tingin mo lalaki, labas man ako.
Kagaya po ng sinabi niyo from like sa simula ng show na sa simula po, sinabi niyo na we are all created equal regardless of your gender, your age, your race. So pare-pareho lang tayo pumapasok sa toilet.
Correct! 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 Yes!
Wag na wag ka lang mga angamoy.
Don't smell.
And may I just add up po, in the Philippines, they are asking, oh, dapat merong, there's a separate toilet for transgenders or like the LGBT community. Mm. But when you go outside the Philippines, some other countries, they don't have it.
Mm.
So, sino mag-a-adjust?
Exactly.
Mag-a-adjust ba?
Adjust to
the world will not adjust to the Filipinos.
But thank you for asking that. But at least we've able to share our views.
Correct,
thank
correct.
You,
yeah, because it's nice to hear it from you guys as members of the society. So, which is quite good. It's awesome.
5 minutes to go. would we?
Yeah, shall we go for our greetings? Ito na po, yeah. Mag-greetings tayo. So think of your
a birthday
or people that's just listening. Yeah, okay.
Or your sponsors, whatever. Take it away, Shine. It should
louder. Yeah, that's the one. At yan, at syempre pa po, binabati namin ang nagse-celebrate ng kanilang mga birthday ngayong araw na ito, or nag-celebrate kahapon, or magse-celebrate bukas. Kahit na po ano pa ang isine-celebrate ninyo, whether it is a wedding anniversary, or a divorce anniversary, or whatever it is. Binabati
or an affair namin. Anniversary.
Ah, yes.
A dignified affair.
Yeah. Anniversary.
Better term.
So, come on, Anne-Marie, you start. You want to greet?
Okay, I would like to greet and thank my husband. Mm-hmm. Belated Happy Father's Day, Kevin Parent. Mm-hmm. I would like to thank him because he's also one of the sponsors actually for Mrs. Universe New Zealand.
Of course, yes.
He's going to award a gift card and a sash to the Mrs. Sports New Zealand.
Oh,
Mrs. Sports
awesome.
Universe New Zealand.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So thank you very much, mm-hmm. husband Kevin.
Yes.
Love you.
Yeah. And what about you,
Christine? Yeah, hi. I would like to greet everybody who's actually listening today and actually tune on your radios for mm-hmm. the show. And actually say my partner and my friends and people who are supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys. Journey. That means mm-hmm. a lot to me.
Mention the partner.
Sorry?
Mention the partner.
My partner. So my partner is Alan Sims. He's actually my fiancé, so husband-to-be.
Yay!
We're still planning the wedding, and it is stressful at this stage, so we don't have a definite date, but we're talking about it. So.
Awesome. Great.
And of course, you're saying thank you to those who's going to vote
for me.
Number seven. People's choice.
Mm. And I would like to see you on the night and actually make a loud noise for me. That will help
you. Yes, will do. Yes.
Say the website again where they can vote.
So it's on a Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So it's Mrs. Universe New Zealand.
They have to like the page and then they have to mm-hmm. go to the photo. Official photo of Miss Snore and like her photo.
Yeah.
So that's considered as a vote.
Two likes. No. For your vote to be counted, you have to like the website.
Mrs. Universe New Zealand and then like the photo of the candidate.
Yeah. But they can actually vote as many times as they like. Oh, as many candidates as they like.
Yes.
In one go. Right, okay.
Yes, and please vote for other girls too. They've been working on this hard.
Yeah, of course, just as I am. You all did. Oh, you all, yeah. I'm sure you all are. Yes, how about you, Laika? Anyone?
I would like to greet everyone, Paul, listeners. Thank you for listening and tuning in here. And I would like to greet my partner. He's actually like playing for the gig.
Okay.
So he's part of the band. So hi, James Hamlin. Yeah.
Yes.
And hi to Under One Groove. Yeah.
What instrument is James playing?
Well, he's actually pianist, mm-hmm. but then he's now into like guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually like all around except for like drums.
Awesome.
Right. So,
take it away, Isa.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. So I just want to greet the live viewers at the moment on my Facebook. I'm doing live po.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, I just want to encourage the Filipinos, the LGBT Filipinos, so to come out and then you can talk to me and then you can visit our website www.proudcampaign.ph and then you'll see the details in there. Let's keep in touch. And I just want to greet my family, my wife, my sister who has a business as well, which is Scratchpad in Northcote. It's a coding. It's coding for children. Ayan po. So, yung mga anak niyo po i-enroll niyo doon. Thank you so much.
What actually is your wife doing?
Oh, my wife is she's ECT teacher. ECE teacher.
But early childhood.
But the business is for coding, apo. Scratchpad.
Ano anong coding?
Computer po, sa technology po.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, because they said, ano daw eh, ang coding daw, like, sa mga ano, parang magiging, in the future, para na rin siyang magiging easy as 1 plus 1 or ABC. So, coding is the future, guys.
Is that a future? So, I think I should enroll myself. I don't know what's coding.
You're like, what's coding?
Is that a dance move?
I thought it's very close to coding. I thought it's like you make medicine. You high.
Ayan. And of course, for me, I want to just greet, we have Dante and Roman, who I actually meet this afternoon. Mga Filipino builders po sila. We have a lot of migrant, yung mga working work visa Filipinos. Marami pong salamat sa pagtulong nyo sa ekonomiya ng New Zealand, of course. And you're welcome po dito sa atin. And of course, salamat Dante sa pagpaminaw sa atong programa sa radyo. And of course, i-share na sa imuhang mga borders dira. And of course, happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthdays kahapon, ngayon, at saka darating pa ng mga araw. May event po tayo sa September 14 din. Sasayaw po yung dance troupe namin. September 14, mga 5:45 sa Moon Festival naman po ito sa Mount Eden, Potter's Park. Oh, may event po tayo doon. Samutsari Dancers. So, sasayaw po kami doon. Yes. And of course, yung gig for giving, huwag niyo pong kalimutan. At saka Mrs. Universe New Zealand po. Ito, Shine, your turn.
Oh, yep. And for me, yep, I hope you have a good week ahead for the university students. Enjoy your holiday. I also just want to acknowledge the novena for Our Lady of Benyafrancha will be starting on the Friday the 13th of September and will go until Saturday the 21st of September, followed by
the fiesta
the next morning. I will be one of the MCs for the day, along with my friend Amadeo Abrahena. And speaking of whom, I've been meaning to mention him for the past few weeks. Deo runs a shoe cleaning business, a really successful shoe cleaning business. Find him on Instagram at cleaner_sneaker1. He's amazing, does a great job, and I recently got my shoes cleaned by him, and it's like they're new shoes. So yeah, if you're interested in that, go and send him a message or follow, and also come and see us on the fiesta day. So on support the Bicolana community.
September 22, Shine.
Yes.
And say the area.
Our Lady of Our Lady Assumption of, in Onehunga. Okay. Yeah, that's that.
Malapit na naman pong matapos. In fact,
tapos na.
Yes. Tapos na talaga. Maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samutsari. Maraming salamat sa Mrs. Universe New Zealand, Ana Marie Buado Parant, Christine Snor, Laika Liwag, and Isaac Loyola of
Proud
Campaign
Philippines. Gusto ko company. And siyempre, to Shine and Trini and myself.
Yes, of course.
Samutsari.
Yes. Just the last words po to my Zumba students. Can you just a friendly reminder, wala na po tayong Tuesday, just Fridays from 6 p.m. in Tia Tatu South Community Center, Zumba. And then two classes is still the same, Monday and Wednesday at 6:30 on Monday, 6:15 on Wednesday, Meadowood Community House in Answorth Heights. Ayan!
At yung pong mga taga North Shore, if you want, please support the North Shore Youth at St. Joseph Catholic